we're off. Bajor number 5. T-balls are away. It's wet. Doesn't look like they cut the grass in a while.
Got a nice little audience behind us.
So, should be a good day.
Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go.
All right, welcome back. It is the night before Bajor number 5. I've got Greg here. We're going to do a quick how we feel the night before. It's going to be a longer episode because we'll come back with some clips from our match. And then, of course, we'll have our follow-up. But Greg, welcome
back. Yes, sir.
I know you're having a little bit of technical difficulty, but we'll get through this. How you feel the night before Bajor number 5?
I'm feeling good. I would feel much better if my daughter would go to sleep, but typical dad stuff. Not so much nervous, but just looking forward to playing tomorrow. Tell you the truth, even if it's wet, even if it's not the best round of my life, you know what? It's a Thursday that I get to go out on the golf course.
Yeah, I'm actually like more excited that I get to play 18 holes. I think since school started, what, about 5 weeks ago, I've played one, maybe two full rounds, 18 holes of golf. So
really? Yeah. All of yours have been 9 holes?
All of them have been 9 holes, just with all the youth stuff, all the sports and stuff really going on. My two daughters are out at practice still, and we just got home late from baseball practice because—
Good Lord.
Yeah. So all this rain over the last— I saw sun tonight when I picked up one daughter at softball, and it was like the first time we've seen the sun in what, 2 weeks?
No. I saw sun. I was up in Fenwick Island, but
now you were just outside of the gloominess.
Yep. Friday night, I will say this. Shout out to
Bayside Friars.
No, Bayside Bayside. I kept on actually saying that the entire time we played the course. but the ground's true there. The fact that on Friday night we went and watched the Tech versus Miami game, which Tech won, and then they somehow got it taken away from them.
Yep.
But we were at Secrets, great place. A little bit awkward when you're 42 years old, but still cool. And it was raining there and pouring. We walked out, and I walked through close to knee-deep water in the parking lot to get to my car. And then I was thinking this was going to be hellacious because we had a 7:30 tee time the next morning.
Yeah.
And I will say that course surprised the heck out of me because it wasn't sopping wet. Obviously, it was cart path only. You could tell that the fairways were pretty wet and saturated, but it wasn't like you were like soppiness. It was still playing pretty nice. And something that surprised me the most was the greens were just rolling so nicely after getting all that water.
Beach greens are not beach courses, aren't they more sand based? That's kind of the whole thought process, that they drain pretty well. But I remember, weren't we up in Fenwick one time in that? No.
Yes, because the course that I played on Friday was actually the course that we played.
Yeah, I think I was up there for a softball tournament last year, and the rain came down, and that main drag was like ridiculously flooded with water.
It was a show. I walked out and I was like, oh,
but
wow.
Even like the road, I remember there was like parts of the road when people fly and the rain or the puddles kick up. Yeah. I feel like they get weird rain, like downpours like that, but things dry out pretty well. But no, it was soaking wet. I did play 18 on Sunday. Played fairly well. It was just my daughter, who's hooked right now on golf, can't be more excited about it. Played the front 9 with me, and then actually all 5 of us played the back 9 together. So I had a fun family day through the rain because all the games were canceled due to fields and everything, but just the mist, just ugly weather, but good enough to be outside and still pretty dry afterwards. But definitely looking forward to it. It was a somewhat decent day today, so hopefully the course drained out quite a bit. We are headed out to Front Royal to play probably a course that we've played more than most.
believe it's pronounced Front Rule if you're out there. Front Rule.
Front Rule.
If you're a genuine Front Royalian. But yes, this became very much so a frequented course during the COVID time, or actually the start of COVID. Basically, I believe we would make the trek out there and play anywhere between 18 and 27 holes 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah, we were. I think it was one of the few that were like still letting you ride with somebody. You didn't have to take your own cart and for that. They were super busy. But yeah, so we're headed out to Shenandoah Valley Golf Club. One of my favorite courses to play. It does have 27 holes. And I actually bought 2 golf courses not too long ago. So it's one of the bigger golf complexes in, I would say, Virginia, maybe the Mid-Atlantic area. But 27 holes, we're going to go out there, at least get 18 in. I don't know. We'll see how time is going if we want to play that third 9. But what's our format tomorrow?
Modified stay before...
Modified Stableford. So we'll have to figure out what Fairway Fit Modified Stableford looks like. I know we were making it at the top of our heads last time, so we'll have to figure out what's going to be this time. But we're definitely looking forward to it. What's right now? What's the scale of positivity you got going on?
I'm pretty positive. I'd say probably an even keel 7. Not overly confident, not underconfident. I had good holes, I had bad holes, I had great shots, I had bad shots this past weekend, but I seem to be getting stuff down. Every once in a while, obviously, I'd have that like WTF moment of like, what was that? Where did that come from? But I'm hitting the ball pretty solidly. I'm not really complaining about it. I'm actually hitting my wedges and my putts are pretty darn good. I think I was sub 30 putts in both of my rounds this weekend.
That's really good.
But my wedges were saving me for the most part. And if I was missing a green, I was at least hitting like a little chip shot that would put me close enough to one putt. So I'm going to middle it at a solid, like confident, but not too confident 7. I do know that Shenandoah Valley is a course where you got tight fairways. Yeah, you can play out of the trees there, but you don't want to do that. You want to pick your shots off the tee pretty smart. The greens aren't too big. Your approach shot becomes very important. And really a great mixture of, you can swing freely with a driver on one hole, and then you're going to have to hit a tight draw with a 3 hybrid on the next, or a tight cut. I'm thinking of the hardest tee shot in golf on, number 8?
I think it is... I don't know if it's number 8, but I know it's on that one corner, but that bumps up against that other course that we always talk about. But yeah, definitely tight course. It's not the longest course, so it's a lot of mixture stuff off the tees. But yeah, I'm intrigued on the condition. I know they have their fall tournament that we used to play in all the time coming up, so they're probably doing their best to get it ready for that. That's a big tournament they have at this golf course. Intrigued on how the greens will look. But you're right, small greens, so aim towards the middle. Hopefully hit some fairways, 2 putt, and just know, try to keep that big number out of the trees. Minimize that double. Even if you get in the trees, try to make bogey and go from there. But
while we're talking, our modified Stableford system for major number 3, I believe it was.
You still have it in the notes?
I do.
Bryce.
Was it major 3 or was it major 2?
When
we met up with my pops and your pops, was that 2 or 3?
I think it was two.
I think it was 2 because 3 was Jen's Cup, 4 was our,
yes, that's
our team. So it was major number 2.
I couldn't think what number 3 was. I was thinking it was only our biggest golf trip that we went on this year.
Yeah.
It was right before it. So yeah,
it kicked it off with a bang.
Yeah.
But we had a true ace getting you 20 points.
All right, we're in on that one still. Keep
going. All right, so a carded ace. So if you're stroking on a par 3 somehow and you record a birdie that's a card ace, that's 10 points.
Oh, boy.
We had an eagle, 6 points.
Okay.
And these are all net. These are all net. Birdie being 4 points. Pars being 2 points. Bogeys being 1 point. A double bogey being 0 points and a triple or more -2. I think we might need to modified the modified Stableford. And
I think we can look at, shout out to Brent, which I know we both are on. And if you are a Grit person, go ahead and try to follow us. We're out there. But I think maybe we could look at Grit, and they have Stableford and modified Stableford as part of their like games that you could play. Maybe we work off that. And just
I was just thinking that if you get a bogey or worse, I think yours should turn into negative.
Negative. Whoa, easy. You said that, and I'm like, all right, if I make 18 bogeys, I was like, at least get 18 birdies.
You might still be in the mix there.
I was like, man, that's really good. But yeah, it's something that we can discuss, think about overnight here, and then and get going. But man, we're just a sleep away. I hope the weather is good. We get out playing pretty well. But man, we'll catch up. So make sure to follow along. We're going to have some tracks, some audio clips for tomorrow, and then we'll definitely catch back. Stick on to our episode here. Should be a lot of fun. Greg, safe travels, and I'll see you in the morning.
And we're off. Bajor number 5. T-balls are away. It's wet. Doesn't look like they cut the grass in a while.
Nice little audience behind us.
Yeah, we are, you know, being Thursday, out in the country, got some country boys following us, so should be a good day. Hopefully we got some nice weather. All right, little mid-round update. The course is wet.
Very.
The rough is really long.
It's U.S. Open out here.
It feels like the U.S. Open, and the greens are kicking up rooster tails that are taller than us. So, been a tough one. I think Greg has 14 points after 9. I have 15 points after 9, so we're right pretty even. And hopefully things start to dry out a little bit. All right, been a long day. Things are drying out. Our scores are going higher.
My game's drying out.
We're coming up on 18. What's the score?
31-24.
31-24. Greg needs an eagle or an albatross or a hole-in-one. Hole-in-one would do it for you.
Hole-in-one would do it.
You got a weird par 5, so hole in one's going to be tough. Been a long day. Can't say we've played our best golf, but sun's out, so it's been fun.
All right, welcome back. It's been about a week since we have finished up our major number 5. And before we get into our recap, right now, I know Florida is going through a lot of adversity. And Fairway Fit just wanted to send out our prayers and hope everyone survives the hurricane and hope everyone who's gone through the hurricane that hit about 10 days ago are doing well. We know we got a lot of golfers out there that got a lot of other things on their plate right now. And we just want to send our prayers and our best to them. All right. I have Greg here. Greg, like we talked about, it's been just under a week, but we are here to recap major number 5. And before we recap, the question I have for you, Greg, is with one word, what would you say your thoughts and feelings about major number 5?
Shoot, one word?
One word.
Lost?
Lost. I was going more with blah. I felt like,
I'm just a straightforward shooter. I lost it.
You listen to us. We both went in pretty excited. I will say when we went in, the one concern I had was course conditions. And I think the course conditions, we were probably about 24 hours for the course to be back to its normal shape since all the rain that it took on. Just as the hurricane ran through and we got all the rain about 10 days ago. And then I think it rained in our area for something like 9, 10 or 11 days. And so I know they weren't able to mow, but I feel like we were about probably less than 24 hours, probably more like 12 hours from the course just being in phenomenal green shape. And I mean,
even 18 was a total 180 from the rest of the course.
Yeah, they were definitely catching up as we were getting off. So that's why I would say less than 12 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, maybe even if they could get all the mowers out there. And I think the course conditions didn't lead to us playing, because I don't think both of us played very good golf, but I just felt like the whole thing was blah. Like you just,
I would say the only thing that would have changed my score would have
a hole in one.
The greens would have been the a hole in one would have made it. I mean, if I would have, you know, made a hole in one, I probably would have sat back in the cart and just said, catch me if you can.
Catch me if you can.
But at the same time, I think just the greens were just the rooster tails coming off of putts and them just being super soaked. I think that's really the only thing that would have dropped my score. I don't think anything I did off of the tee or anything I did on the fairway or anything, none of that would have changed. That's just a norm for me right now. And I think if anything, putting was my strongest suit going in, and I went and had 38 putts.
What's weird about the rooster tails, because I've played them a couple times recently, the humidity in our area is up so much. So a lot of things have dew in the morning, even it coming down and later in the evenings. But the rooster tails were funny because early on we had the blast putts, but I felt like we were just behind enough groups to where you had a line to follow.
True.
And then by the time we got to like 14, 15, 16, a lot of the dew was gone and I was like still looking for that line for help. And then the putts were going faster. So it just made, it was, but no, you're definitely right. It was wet. It was wet. It was cart path only, which nobody loves anyway. And it didn't help. We were hitting it all over the golf course to where we had to go find our ball quite a bit and get some relief from even some balls that we couldn't find just because we knew where they were, but we were probably walking right on top of them.
It was a U.S. Open style rough out there.
It was. And it was, and I don't know. It never felt like I got in any sort of rhythm myself. I don't think I played terrible, but I just didn't play. I don't know. I don't want to say fun golf. It was blah. It was just, I just went through the motions. And, but luckily if you are following along, as Greg mentioned, his one word was loss. And, it did come down. We made it very interesting. We did our Stableford system and it was close. I think it came down to the 18th hole. You had a putt to tie it. And I think you just burnt the side on that. But
I would have had to make a putt and you would have had to miss your little tap in order to win.
But it was the tie. But before we get to that, let's go through our stats real quick. Why don't you go ahead and just go through your quick stats. Let's go 9 holes, fairways, greens, and putts.
Oh, fairways is the easiest. 0 out of 7 fairways on the front 9. 11% greens and reg, and 19 putts with 1, 2, 3 putts on the front 9.
Okay. And what was your score? 40 what?
46.
46. I think the theme for both of us is we didn't hit a lot of fairways. I was 2 for 7 in fairways. I think I hit the first one, and I don't even remember hitting another one, but I must have. Oh, I hit that one and then what we always claim to be one of the hardest tee shots in Virginia, since we read that many years ago. I hit those two and then I didn't hit it. So I was 2 for 7 in fairways. I was 44% greens. I had 18 putts. I had 2 3 putts. I remember I went back to back with 2 3 putts. And then I shot a front 9 41. Now, since we were playing Stableford system and you still have our scorecard, where did that put us as far as points?
You had a 1-point lead after 9. It was the total score after 9 was Brad 15 and Greg 14.
Okay. I remember listening to a podcast one time that talked about there was a certain number in a Stableford, I know ours is modified, that after 18 holes, you should be at like a certain number of points. I can't remember if it was 36, but although that seems pretty high to score 36 points.
Yeah, especially you're probably par better on most of that. We're given 1 point for bogeys.
Yeah, so maybe there's no way that would. Maybe it's 18, maybe it's 9. I don't know. I'd have to look up and see where I saw that. And of course, we are playing the Fairway Fit Modified Stableford system, which is original, probably not copied by most.
We haven't trademarked it yet, but the paperwork is submitted.
We're working on it. But yeah, so it was close. I do remember it being close. I remember I think we did an update where we said it was close going into the backside. We played what I believe we played the white tees to start at Shenandoah Valley, and then we moved over to the red.
No, we started off on the blue 9 and then finished on the red.
Okay, so I had that backwards.
Playing the blue tees.
Playing the back tees, yeah. The back tees. We'll just say back.
They are the tip.
Yes. I mean, we could call it championship tees if we want, because that just makes us feel better about our showing. We were playing the championship
tees. It's not a short course. It's not a long course. It's about 6,400.
I will say, I used to always think it was short and tight. And I know it was wet and nothing was rolling out, but I felt like I hit a ton of drivers. And now that I look at my stats even closer, and I missed a ton of fairways. But I don't, outside of,
that is the most I've seen you hit driver in a round of golf, probably in a while.
Now, I don't know about 2 years, but this year for sure, because the summer, it was the complete opposite. You could hit a 5-iron 260, 270 yards because it was rolling out for 100 yards.
True.
So definitely a little bit different. I did change my driver focus about 10 hours before the round. And I thought I started off actually pretty good with it. And then it fell apart there at the end. But let's go to the backside. So right now, I'm pretty sure you said I was up 14 to 13.
You were up 15 to 14.
15 to 14. And then, we'll talk, because I know you mentioned number 10 kind of was, I don't want to say it was the difference in the match, but I think points-wise, it definitely was. I wouldn't say it ended the match right there, but points-wise, it was good. I pulled a drive, and I think you towed a drive out to the right, and you struggled, and I don't think we saw each other again till the hole, because we were trying to find our ball for a while. But I hit
my notorious pool push fade tower fade to the right, was still in play, and then I tried to get a little tricky and just punch it through two trees and get it back to the fairway, and then clipped a branch, and luckily it kicked it out. But then I tried to pull a tin cup shot and actually worked out to get it back to the green or fairway on that. Chipped it up and two putted for a double, or no, I triple bogeyed that hole. And that was a killer for me, because that's negative points in our system, obviously.
Triple for a net double, or was it, did you not have one on that?
No, hole? No, I didn't have one on that hole.
Okay. So yeah, I know you struggled on that hole, and I hit a wedge in there. It was a pretty short hole. And I remember hitting a wedge in there to, I don't know, 6 or 7 feet. And I think you actually already finished the hole, and I actually made my putt for a birdie. And I think you even said, he goes, there it goes. And I don't know if I knew exactly what you had at that moment, but you told me.
It was a 6-point swing on that one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Statistically, I think that probably was a little bit of the difference maker as far as points wise.
That put me 7 down through 10. And then we pretty much matched each other hole for hole, except for there was 2 holes. One, I caught a point back and then gave it right back to you. And then it came down to 18, where basically I had to pull off like a Tiger Woods style comeback on 18 somehow.
Yeah, I know we were blow for blow hole for a while. I definitely felt like I did play better on the back. But then when I went back and looked at the scores today and the hole by hole, I didn't hit a lot of greens. I hit some really good recovery shots and got up and down if I missed the green. Because even on hole number 2, which was hole number 11, I was sitting very nice and then actually hit a good wedge, but I carried the green. I got up and down there. And then I think I got up and down on another 2 bunker shots. I got up and down on.
Yeah, you won putts on the back.
I got up and down quite a bit there. So that's at least 3 with a birdie. That was big. That ended up being it. Took it down to 18. 18, if you remember, is it's a really short par five, but it's not like a ball you can just bomb off the tee. I think you carried a tree and went through the fairway and then hit a really good, six iron?
Six iron, yeah.
Six iron onto the green. I did not. I tried to lay up and caught a funny little knuckler that didn't go very far. And then I thought I hit a really good shot to the center of the green, because I think we knew then you had to go either eagle, birdie, and I either had to blow up.
I had to go eagle, net, albatross, and you had to bogey for me to tie. And I had to go eagle, net, albatross, and you had to go double bogey for me to win.
That's what it was. It was the net. And I couldn't remember what made it. So, and I ended up, I thought I hit a good shot, but it ended up tugging and the green kind of narrowed and I missed the green and I did not get up and down. So I had a bogey. You just lipped out or just slid by, I think, your eagle putt.
Yeah, I missed it on the low side. Yeah. 15 footer and slid it right next to it and tapped in for birdie net eagle. But
yeah. So that put it away. And what was the final on the point system?
32-30.
Yeah, 32-30. Like I said, it was competitive, so that was a positive. It did. I do remember now coming in, because I think I bogeyed. I think I hit a crazy shot on 16, ended up getting away with making bogey. 17, I think I ended up, or now it's 15, and then 17, I ended up bogeying. And I was not happy about that one. And then so 18, that bogey was going to hurt me a little bit, but lucked out. I finished the day hitting 3 out of 14 fairways for 21%. So not very good, especially when the ball's not rolling. And I hit 8 out of 18 greens for 44% greens and regulations. I did only have 14 putts. And like you said, the 4-1 putts help out quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And no 3 putts. And I ended up with 32 putts overall, which is, that's the number I go for. I want to be 32 or below. And I overall shot an 80. What was your final numbers?
Final numbers. 0 of 14 fairways. 0% on fairways and reg. I was 17% on greens and reg. I hit 3 out of 18. And I had 38 putts.
So you had 20 on that side.
19.
So you went 19-19.
Yeah. Wow. 1 3 putt and the rest of them are all 2 putts. Just couldn't get one to fall.
Those greens are, they're not small, but I wouldn't put them on the big side. But there are a couple, like the 18's a big green. There are a couple on that are pretty big.
I mean, I was... On 18, I was pinned high. But
18, he two-putted. So, yeah, I would say, like, the Shenandoah Valley in general, you can miss fairways, but you can't miss off the tee. So I felt like I was missing fairways, but I was 8 to 10 yards one way or the other, where I still maybe didn't have a look at the pin, but I was able to go at center of the greens. There were a couple that I know when you missed, it puts you in some like difficult punch out shots.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember, was it 7 on the front side? You missed and then you got stuck behind one and then you got stuck behind something else. And that was topped off because we went into that par 3 and I think we both hit 2 decent shots there. It's typical Shenandoah Valley. It's not a very difficult statistical course, but it's tight. Nothing was rolling. So you really had to be a better ball striker. And I know we both just didn't have our A game. It was competitive. It was fun. I was able to take home the victory. It was probably one of the first times we've only played 18 holes there.
Yeah. Yeah. I was actually... After the birdie, I was ready for, on 18, I was ready for another 9 if you asked, even if it meant I couldn't pick up the kids and somebody else had to.
No, you would not have done
it. I wouldn't have done it.
I know you wouldn't have done that. I drove home,
I worked out, and then I went and picked him up.
The whole day started off odd for you in the first place. You're driving out there and the roads were washed out.
Yeah, I'm literally 5 minutes on the course, was going to get there, probably be able to hit some balls and warm up and actually like be like a true golfer for once. And I hit a bridge that basically is blocked off and then reroutes me around one way where it's like sending me like 10, 15 minutes up the road just to turn around to go back the other way. And then I literally got there 30 minutes later.
Yeah. Yeah. We were a little late. I think it was slow for the first really only two or three holes. And then I don't ever really remember like just waiting on everybody.
We got to meet some cool people.
Yeah. Yeah. It was Front Royal. There's a lot of interesting people out in that direction. But now it's what it was. I know I ended up with an 80 overall. I had two double bogeys. I had five bogeys. And then that one birdie really was able to, I'd say that, well, I guess that was the winner. It never felt like the winner on the 10th hole, but it definitely was the winner for me. I'm not upset as far as I continued my 5-0s or my streak. So I'm 5-0 in the majors. I know you're still trying to break through. You've got a little Xander Schauffele going on right now. But once you win one, you're going to win multiple ones, just like he did.
Yeah, hopefully wearing Ricky Fowler orange on Thanksgiving doesn't just put me in that Ricky Fowler state of mind where I can never win a major.
He doesn't have a major, does he?
No. Paige Spranek is like waiting on him to have a major.
So
those inside golfers know what I'm talking about too.
Yeah, I know. So I know we had some video. We'll end up posting a couple videos of some of our swings on the course very shortly out on our platforms. And I know you were curious about your video, and I know you were a little frustrated on a couple swings, but let's take like that positivity test that we always talk about. We were still moving pretty high going into the round. I think both of us are really seeing the lack of time right now to get off on the golf course. It's getting dark before 7 o'clock now. So after school is even harder to do. But what is your number of positivity? 1 through 10, what are you rating yourself as far as where you are in your golf game?
As far as reaching my goals?
That you can do reaching your goals or just where you are?
I would say of reaching my goals, I'm at a 2. Because 1... I'm at a 12.7 now, so I'm finally lower than what we started this whole bit as. But I'm having like a tendency now where I play well for a round, and then I got 3 bad rounds in a row. And then I play well for a round, and then I got 3 bad rounds, and then I play well for a round. So ever since that little hot streak I went on in the summer, I'm just like the ultimate cooler where basically I have one good day and I'm like, all right, let's stack them up. And then it's boom. So unfortunately, like I'm getting ready to have like my low round of the year, the good old butter course, Land O'Lakes, is going to fall off probably after the next 2 rounds that I play. So I got to start shooting some lower numbers in order to keep that handicap down or drive it down. And it's probably going to go up 2 if I don't have like back-to-back good rounds after that falls off in order to play some of the higher rounds that are on that handicap index of mine.
So when do you think, because I think me and you are thinking the same thing. We have rounds to come and yeah, we have a couple. I know I got a round next week it's a different type of round. I know we got a couple rounds that we have planned together to play. But how much golf you got left?
I'm going to try and play this weekend. I'm going
to
try.
It's supposed to be nice.
I'm going to try and talk to the wife to get out either Sunday or possibly Monday. I know we got both kids at home, but maybe an early morning round might be doable.
I'd be interested Monday. There's a tournament at Stone Lee, so that means I won't be able to play there. So I'd be interested in a round.
And I've been told that South Ryan is actually in really good shape right now. I haven't played it in a couple weeks, but from last weekend when they had their tips challenge, I've had some of my students that are on the golf team that played in it said that it's actually in really good shape. And
nice.
I should come out there. But I'm going to try and do that. I'm going to be, you know, try and maybe sneak out one more time in October, probably. And then in November, we have the Major Six. And then we have the Turkey Shootout. And we have Turkey Shootout really is a non-formatted type thing.
Yeah.
And then be playing another round at Kingsmo. I'm going to go down and test my skills on the river course again.
So you at least got...
November 30th is definitely like that weekend right after Thanksgiving will be probably...
Last for a while.
My last for a bit.
So let's just say you probably have a realistic 6 own ball rounds, not like scrambles or so. You at least have got 6 or 7. I like to think I have that many. I could get some 9-hole stuff in still.
Wonder if Election Day is busy on the golf courses.
I'm not sure.
I mean, we got a couple of days off in the end of October.
That's true. I forgot about those. I know some of them we will be doing in, but I don't know which ones, like a last Friday type thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you said you are, where was your handicap right now?
12.7.
12.7. If you put two of those, the problem is, it's let's go back to where I thought I was a couple of months ago.
I'm actually higher on the positivity train of thinking I have a 70s round in me still.
Why? So that's what I was going to get to. So I thought in order for me to become a sub-3, I was going to need a even par round, and that would drop me to the sub-3. I think you're right that if you put a 70s round, let's say you go in there and you shoot a 77 and then you turn around and shoot a 79, you're going to be pretty darn close to being at that 9.9 or under 10 handicap. So you may need, if you could put 270 rounds together, I think you would hit obviously both goals.
Oh, I'd be tickled pink, especially if one of them is for Major 7 and I can just get off the schneid and finish 1 and 5. That'd be nice.
Yeah. I think it's doable, obviously. I know I'm going to focus a little bit on getting to the range some more, but I have some plans in the off season. It's just, when do I want to start calling it off season? Quite yet. But right now I'm sitting at a 2.7. I've been able to stay under 3 a lot longer than I was expecting. But when I was looking at things up today, I noticed my ante cap, and your ante cap is obviously it's the opposite. So of your last 20 rounds, it takes your worst 8 scores and gives you that differential for your ante cap. And I was actually surprised that my ante cap was still a 7.3. Yeah, so I was obviously, let's just say that's a 7 handicap. You're going to shoot 4 and below. Like your worst rounds are going to be right around the low mid 80s. So I'm not upset with that. I think when I got down to my lowest spot, I thought I was close. I don't feel like I'm as close to an even par round right now, just with the lack of playing so much. We've said before, you go out there with a little bit lower expectations, and before you know it, you're actually having one of your better rounds of the year. So
while I'm here,
hopefully that's something that can happen.
I'm just hearing we need to quit our jobs and move to Arizona where you can play year round, and then we can possibly get to you scratch and me a 9.
I would have said move to Florida, but over the last
that's why
weeks,
I changed it.
I'm just, you know,
90% of people say move to Florida, but now not so much. Not looking like that's the place to be as of late.
No, I'm saying, yeah, the stuff I'm seeing on there, like I said, thoughts and prayers to everyone that's going through that, because I think as we're recording, Hurricane Milton touched ground probably about 90 minutes ago, and it's just very thankful, very blessed for what we have and what we are safe, and we are safe right here. One thing we're going to do in our next episode, we're going to try to put a fun episode. We're going to learn a little bit more about us, about our golf careers, about our lives and different things. So make sure to check us out. And then we're also coming up with, we're finalizing some details about some things that we're doing on our platforms. And you know what? the final major is coming. We do have it set. We have it locked in. We know where it's going to be. We know when it's going to be, but we're going to let everyone know in our next episode. We're going to try to talk a little bit of how we're going to prepare for our final major. And but that is it on major number 5. Kesey right at 5-0. I know it's not going to be like this forever, so I'm taking advantage of it right now. And then I know Greg's going to be come fighting for me. So, Greg, you got anything else?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've fallen back into my old self. I have a click stick in a cart waiting for me to purchase.
A click stick? What is
that? Click stick, man. I don't know. I'm seeing it all over social media, and it just talks about like improving your release point and like, oh yeah, like it's perfect for dry swings, but you can also hit the ball with it. You've seen it. It's probably all over social media. I don't know. I have it in my cart. It's $125 and it's just something that I could,
you know, the wait, one
I could swing it in my garage and not have to think about anything and just click it away.
Does the Tour Strike come out anymore?
Yeah, but it still feels weird now.
Still feels weird. So the one that I've noticed is the glove that, because I feel like I'm getting
the two brown fingers and the one pink finger.
No, I've seen that one. It's enjoyable. Not for me though. I know when you get to the top and you cross over your midline, sometimes it's your wrists are breaking and they're not keeping that flat line of attack. And it's that glove that it seems like it has a plastic thing in there to keep that aligned.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
And those are the things, I feel like those little things.
Well, I could just put a T in my glove and do that.
I would go
the
more
T me if I break wrist.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. So I think you could go with something less dangerous. Maybe like a ruler or something.
T. I enjoy pain. Pain is the best teacher in the world.
But yeah.
Hence, I'm a gluttony for pain. I just keep on signing up for majors again.
Yeah. It was closer than I think I realized, and more and more I keep thinking about how close that was on 18. At least I don't know what we would have done as far as extra holes.
At least I had the balls to say I'm going to hit it over that tree and clear it.
Yeah, especially after I think I hit mine into the tree.
But you had a great kick out. You had that nice like mud patch that you had to hit out of.
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't make the best contact, but I thought I was getting a little bit further out there than I did. I think I just got past your drive. And so I still had, I don't know, 170 in. It wasn't.
I had about 188, I think, out of them.
Yeah. And I was just a couple paces in front of you. But yeah, check us out on our next episode. Follow us on social media. Check it out as we start continuing to post a little bit more. But yeah, that is a wrap for major number 5. We are in our World Series, and I don't know if you've been watching some playoff baseball. It's been a lot of fun, but in our World Series, right now I'm sitting 5-1. I have the 5 majors, and you have our summer season. And I can't wait for the final major, and I also can't wait to see you in all orange.
So I'm going to be looking good. Don't think I'm going to be looking like a schlub. But I will say this, I'm not going to rock the Ricky Fowler mustache. I just don't think that will work well at home.
I'll talk to Laura.
Well, I said, it's also right in the middle of wrestling season. And if you know me for the last 10 years, I'm a beard grower throughout the entire wrestling season.
Yeah, but there's always room for change. Always room for change. So. But yeah, so everybody, make sure to follow us, like us, subscribe, do whatever you do on your platform, wherever you listen to our podcast. I appreciate everybody listening. Fight hard, and we'll see you at the 9th grade at 9.